And the reason they done that, probably the reason they done that, in most cases, is that way, too. They could be a leader in their own, in the one they organized, mm-hmm. or somebody else is a leader, you see, in the one they left. And that's the reason why that all those denominations.
Yeah, now
denominations,
there's about 400, aren't there 400 sects of Christians?
I guess there is. I imagine there's not many here.
The landlady I lived with last night, stayed with last night, is a Jehovah's Witness. And there was a book in the bedroom about Jehovah's Witnesses, and I read that last night.
Yeah.
Rather interesting.
That, now let me see, a Jehovah's Witnesses, ain't that the same as Mormon?
No.
Is it different?
Mormon is the same as...
Well, a Mormon is just Mormon. Latter-day Saints.
That's it, Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day
yeah.
Saints. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, well, Jehovah's Witnesses believe that 1914 was the start of the last period on Earth. The
uh-huh.
start of the period of where Armageddon will finish.
Yeah.
You know? So they believe that the end of the Earth is almost here.
Well, from... Bible prophecy, it can't be far off.
That's what they
believe.
If
the Bible prophecy is true, I'm not a believer in Jehovah's Witnesses, but nevertheless, it don't make any difference to me or you, either one, what creed that we belong to if we are truly Christians, and because listen, all the Christian denomination is teaching and believing from the same Bible. Mm-hmm. And where could there be very much difference in your Methodist, me a Baptist, and probably there's one or two little passages in the Bible, or verses in the Bible, that changes the belief in our creed, or in other words, maybe there's two or three, one or two, whatever the amount might be, that you believe, and you see it and interpret it in a different way that I do, and you think that that is the lifeblood of Methodism. Well, I've got some scripture, the Baptist has got some scripture, two or three verses, that they could put up to you in your arguments that some of those verses are right is the lifeblood of Baptist. Therefore, there's just a few different interpretations of those few verses in the Bible that makes Methodism, it makes Campbellism, it makes Baptism, and it makes all these things. But in the from the beginning to end, you see, we're teaching from the same book, same Bible.
To believe the same Supreme Spirit.
That's right, believe in the same supremacy, and believe that Christ is the Son of God and all like that. Our belief is just exactly the same, not an iota's difference in our belief. But you interpret a few verses one way, and I interpret a few verses, not those, but I interpret a few verses another way, you see. And that's all the difference in the world is, isn't it? Now, Catholics, you see, they have their own Bible.
Yeah, it's a different Bible.
Yeah, that's right. They have a different Bible. In other words, everything that's in the things that's in the Bible, when it was translated into Catholicism, what didn't suit their belief, why, it was censured, mm-hmm. is he taken out, and something added too that did mm-hmm. suit him, you see. All right.
Better go on. What do you call it?